As we make our way into February and head back to school and work, I guess Christmas and the holiday season are well and truly behind us. But as a reminder, some of those bills from December and the new year may just be beginning to catch up with you. A recent survey from mobile provider Amaysim suggests that over half of us are living in fear of big mobile phone bills arriving. But that could just be the start of it for some of us. Now, on the line to discuss getting on board with a New Year's resolution to pull those finances back into order is financial expert Chris Magnus. G'day, Chris.
How are you going, Andy?
Excellent. Now, Amaysim has highlighted the fact that many people are still getting caught out on mobile bills that can blow out. Do you see this as a good example of a regular bill that, if managed better, could save people real dollars?
I definitely do. It's, you know, one of those things that, you know, anyone wants to make sure that they're not, you know, wasting money in any particular in any particular area. So one of the easy things to do is to check out your mobile phone bill, your contracts that you're currently paying, and look at what you're actually using. And if it's not appropriate to you, to definitely check it out. Now, Mason has done some recent research that shows that, you know, a lot of their customers can save hundreds of dollars over the course of a year. So, you know, I've been speaking to a lot of my clients around the New Year's resolutions and the New Year financial resolutions lately, and one of the things is to, you know, have a look at a budget. And I think a mobile phone bill is just an easy win, something that you can look at, make some changes that are appropriate to your circumstances, and make those savings you know, come easier to get.
So do you think, is it worth looking at perhaps, do you think prepaid plans or postpaid? Is there one that you feel offers a better deal financially?
I think it's really, you know, dependent on what your individual circumstances are and making sure that the contract that you're on is appropriate for you. So looking at what your monthly limit is, looking how often that you exceed that monthly limit, and not only the, you know, the call data and the text, but the data itself is one of those areas that can very easily tick over your limits and become, you know, very expensive. So check out those limits that are as part of your existing mobile phone bills and do some research. Amaysim have got some fantastic deals at the moment that I make sure that a lot of my clients that I do budgeting work check out. To really see what sort of savings that you can implement. And, you know, Amaysim has shown as part of their research that most of their customers can save hundreds of dollars in a year.
Now, on the subject of mobile phones, for anyone who's looking at getting a new one, this is I see as a real trap area, because it's very tempting to take up one of these offers where there's no money paid up front. Does this raise a red flag with you? Is this one of these cases where people should be checking out the fine print, taking out their calculator and thinking about long-term savings, not just a short-term, not having to dip into your pocket short-term?
Yeah, I think, you know, reading the fine print for anything, whether it's your mobile phones or utility bills or, you know, your broadband contracts, whatever it is, the fine print always really determines, you know, how it affects your personal situation. So I, you know, recommend to all my clients that when they're looking at, especially a mobile phone bill, that they compare their existing total cost at the end of each month versus what the total cost will be in the new plan that they've been offered. And that's something that they do have to actually disclose to you, is what that end cost will be to you per month. And really getting into the detail around, okay, well, what is this actually going to cost me over the contract period? So it is a 12-month period or a 24-month contract period or whatever it may be, and looking at that total end cost. And that's what you'll be shown in that contract. So then you can actually look at, say, you know, what that cost is now versus what this new plan will be and what that difference is. You know, a lot of the, you know, all these brand new phones that are offered for free, I mean, they're not in the businesses of giving you phones as a charity. You know, they're in it to make money.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So it's just a matter of finding out where they're making their money and, you know, compare it to what you're currently paying. And it's funny, you know, a lot of, you know, everyone's been pre-programmed into getting a brand new phone, which is great marketing from the, you know, from the phone providers. And everyone loves that, you know, the new gizmo. But if you're looking to save some money, then you might not need that, you know, brand new phone for 12 months or 24 months, and your existing one might be working. And therefore, you can look at other alternatives around what you can actually pay for the, you know, what you really need, which is the phone calls and the data.
And there are some great phones around for $100 or $200 that'll do you just fine, I tell you. Let's sort of get off mobile phones, because, of course, that is an area where people can, you know, basically leak money very easily. But what are some of the other areas that people should focus on that can make a real impact on their financial situation over the year?
Well, there's a lot of good utility bills and utility savings and offers coming out at the moment. And a lot of people are very laissez-faire, so to speak, in terms of, okay, well, I'm living here, I'm on whatever provider it is, I'll just stick with it. But as long as you do read the fine print and make sure that it is appropriate to you, then utility bills is one great area to save. Your mortgage is a very easy area to save if you do have a mortgage. Make sure that you do see a good mortgage broker and get them to shop around for you, rather than going to the banks. Or even if you do have an existing mortgage, go to the bank and try and get a good deal. Then the other area that is probably the easiest out of anything is credit cards. You know, there's huge rates of interest being paid on credit cards at, you know, the average is around 20%-ish, and that will, you know, burn a hole in your budget very quickly. So either get it refinanced to zero interest rate and pay it off within that term, or if it really is struggling, you can always take out some loan out of your mortgage and pay it off. But make sure that you do get good advice when you're doing these types of restructures, especially if you're doing this for any deductible expenses on that.
Yeah, always good to get good financial advice, especially on some of those big things like your mortgage. So how about setting goals for the year? What are some good achievable goals? If I could just give myself three things to do this year, or three phone calls to make, three emails to send, three things that I could do that you would consider quite easy, that anyone could do that are going to help me with my financial situation, what would they be?
I think the easiest ones are definitely mobile phone bills. That will give you a really quick win. And it's something that will, you know, make a significant difference very quickly. Check out your mortgage. I think that's a great one, and also your credit card. I think those three things, and if you can slide another one in there, maybe check out your utility bills. If you sort those four or three areas out within your particular financial situation, it will go a long way to making a difference in your day-to-day cash flow. And then that's when you'll start to see some significant difference in terms of your savings or paying off your mortgage, and then you'll be able to, you know, do what you want to do. But I think the best way to actually, before you say, okay, well, this is what I'm going to do, you have to determine why you want to do it. You know, what's going to motivate you? And because if you just say, oh, yeah, I want to do it to save an extra couple of $100, that's not really that exciting. But if you set yourself a goal and say, I want to buy a new car or a new phone, or go on a holiday, or pay off your mortgage, or buy an investment property, set those goals and talk to people about it. And that will make you accountable to actually achieving it. You don't have to tell the world, but tell the people that care about you. You know, whether it's your family or your spouse or even your children. And by telling it and verbalizing it will make yourself accountable to achieving it. And you only want to do it if it's something for yourself or something for your family, something that will really motivate you to achieving what you want to do. And then you can say, okay, well, I'm going to sort out my mobile phone plan. I'll sort out my credit card, or I'll sort out my mortgage. Because then you're motivated to say, oh, well, I want to do this or I want to do that. And then write them down, I think, is very, very important. Writing down your goals and putting them somewhere where you can regularly see them, whether it's on the fridge or the back of the toilet or wherever it is that you're going to regularly see it, to remind you why you you know, putting the hard work in your day-to-day job and putting the effort in to achieve these savings in the first place.
Excellent. Some good tips there. Chris, thanks again for sharing those tips on Tech Daily.
My pleasure, Andy. Thanks for having me.